It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, yes, indeed, I'm Bob Black. You're not. The phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Twitter's more your thing, at BobBlack71, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, welcome to the attack. It's a lovely day here in New York. A little mist burning off, but other than that, looks like it's going to be a real pleasant one. And we've got a lot to talk about in the world of sports. Yeah, actually, a very big sports day. As very significant things that are going to alter the landscape of sports have happened. One coming down from the Supreme Court, another one happening within the National Football League as an ownership change is about to happen and just recently announced. We also have NBA basketball going forward as the Western Conference Finals. Game one were being played yesterday and on Houston's home court. And guess what? Game on, because Houston lost. And we'll be talking about that. Another preview of the Celtics and the Cavaliers, which resumes again tonight. And we'll be chatting about that as well. But plenty going on in the world of sports, and we're happy to have you here on the attack. And, you know, look, we're realistic about this. We only get you for a brief period of time each and every day. And what I mean by that is this. It's 15 minutes. It's 20 minutes. It's a half hour, maybe an hour if we're lucky, if you listen to the whole show. It probably means you're unemployed. Hey, you know, but welcome aboard. And you know, if you're going to be plugged into a device, as everybody that's running past my house right now is, we want you listening to us. So it means iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. Go to /talk, listen live, and we're right there for you. You can also go to our award-winning website, ABN Ward, of course, and click on the listen live right there. And the stream will carry you right to me, downstream, of course. And, you get us, and it's real easy. It's on your personal devices. So if you have the Android, you got the iPhone, you got the iPoppy, you got the iWatch, you got the tablet, you got the laptop, you're sitting at the old clunky PC, you're with us. Now, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network, these guys and girls protect our six each and every day. They're running towards it while we're running away from it. Fortunately, some of that's starting to happen a little bit less as some things are winding down and even 70-year conflicts are starting to get resolved. But if you see somebody in a uni, give them a hearty thanks because they're doing the dirty work that we don't want to do. Let's tap out right here. When we come back, we'll have a little more fun and frivolity here on the attack, and we'll set the table for you for a tasty breakfast with Black right after this.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Walden, New York. Drink responsibly.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, you're back. Welcome back to the Attack, Black. You, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Still be the little number of the Attack. And like I said, lots to talk about in the world of sports today. The passing of a legend in Chuck Knox. Yesterday I was saying Chuck Noll all day when I was talking to people. I was like, yeah, come on, man, figure it out. And we'll get into him and why he was such a great coach and why he should be in Canton and isn't. You sometimes just miss, and football has missed with Chuck Noll. I have Chuck Knox. I'm all right. Ground Chuck. And he was, you know, one of those guys, and he just knew how to coach football. It's literally what it comes down to. Some guys get it, some don't. I had a great line about him yesterday, about how you could have given him, any at the time. It was 52 men roster, whatever it was at the time, and he literally would have coached them to 500. It didn't matter who it was. Would have coached him to 500. But we'll talk about him a little later. Western Conference Finals underway. I found it interesting that everybody was talking about the crossover where Chris Paul finally got Steph Curry, and they're emphasizing that. He didn't make the shot, by the way, but he did get the offensive rebound and put it back up. What was not being played out here in a big way, and people were talking about the game, is that, you know, the Warriors, and it was a good game, but the Warriors ultimately took this game away from the Rockets, 119-106, and put themselves on a path back to the NBA Finals, because game on, series on, you win one on the home court. And we talked about this in previewing, and no great mystery here. We talked about the fact that the Houston Rockets and the Golden State Warriors are both very good basketball teams. During the regular season, Houston was much healthier than Golden State. Golden State's stars missed significant periods of time. All of the big three did. Draymond was really the only one that was healthy throughout the season, but Durant missed significant time. Steph certainly missed significant time. Klay Thompson with the thumb missed significant time. And they didn't get there in the regular season. They finished second. Houston was healthy throughout the entire season and won the division by a pretty decent margin, which, all good. That doesn't mean anything. Well, that's not the case. It does mean something. They conquered Mountain One when it came to Golden State, and that was getting home court advantage, which matters in the NBA playoffs, particularly once you get into conference finals and things along those lines. But Golden State got everybody back healthy as the playoffs came into being. Steph got healthier, and he's fine now from all appearances. And it as we talked about in previewing this, Houston, although a very good team, it played almost at an 800 clip. and was five games better during the regular season, they're not as good a basketball team. And ultimately, talent-wise, that's all it comes down to. And it showed in game one. They both play up-tempo style. They can both play half-court when necessary. They both have great players, both teams. The Warriors have the second-best player in basketball in Kevin Durant. And Houston has, arguably, there's a couple you could throw into the mix, the third-best basketball player in James Harden. Well, Kevin Durant had 37, James dropped 41. Okay, so they did their job. Where the rest of the talent level differs is Steph Curry, who only took 15 shots but made 8 of them and dropped his 18. Klay Thompson, who shot 50%, 9 of 18, scored 28 points. You go to Chris Paul, 8 of 17, good job, 23 points. Whoops, Clint Capella, 12 points. As Draymond Green got in his grill. And Eric Gordon off the bench, and this is also where it's significant, 15 points for Houston. No one else dropped in a point except for Gerald Green in his 17 minutes. And, you know, he was out there for a reasonable period of time for 17 minutes. But, again, the offense didn't go through him. So there you see a couple of the glaring holes and the glaring differences between this team. The starters overperformed. You know, Draymond only had 5 points, but he had 9 boards, nine assists in his 37 minutes, and he managed to keep himself out of foul trouble. Strictly played defense against Clint Capella. And Capella hit double digits with 12, but that was it. You know what the big difference was? On the boards. He kept them off the boards. He only had 6 rebounds, Capella, 3 assists. And you know how he could tell he was out physical by Draymond Green? No personal fouls for Clint Capella in his 30 minutes, which means he wasn't getting dirty underneath the boards. Trevor Ariza had 8 points. P.J. Tucker had a point. So aside from their big two, and we will call it a big two for this conversation, they were outmanned and outgunned, 119-106. Series on, and Houston's in trouble. And I'll say it right here. This could go five. I said it might be a short series. And if it doesn't happen for Houston this year, unless LeBron joins them, which could happen, if he does join them in the offseason, that's the only way they go up after Golden State again. Because they'll win their division next year. You know, that's all good. I don't think New Orleans is ready to make the jump, and I think San Antonio's going backwards. So they'll win the Southwest, but you know, they're not going to beat Golden State. Not unless you add LeBron into the mix. And if that happens, then maybe we're having an entirely different conversation. But other than that, and I talked about it in the preview, Golden State is just better at what Houston does than what Houston is. It's simple. And when you've got a big four as opposed to a big three, and again, I'm counting Capella in there as one of the big three for the, you know, the sake of this conversation. Four usually will triumph over three. Mathematics. Now, I had liked Houston to come out of this series, to come out of the conference early when everybody was hurt for Golden State, because had Steph not been able to come back and, you know, Clay wasn't shooting well at the hand and everything else, then we're having an entirely different conversation. But Golden State is healthy. They're going to the final. And I think they're going to go relatively easy. So, you know, no great mystery here. And in the game yesterday, you know, even. And then in the third quarter, Golden State started to take it away. Now, I was out and about yesterday, so I was actually listening on NBA radio, and you could just hear it as the momentum was being taken away. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a chippy game. It wasn't, you know, like Harden didn't show up. It was just a numerical superiority and talent superiority. And it is talent. On this Golden State team took this basketball game away. And you could see it and hear it, in my case. And in the third quarter, you just knew what was going to happen. What's going to happen now is a timeout commercial break and pay some bills and come back and talk more about this and then go into a preview of the Eastern Conference. I'm Black, you're not. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Curry would not allow Harden to take the shot. And that'll do it. Warriors win it 119-106. And they take a 1-0 lead in this best-of-seven Western Conference final.
Yeah, they do. And like I'm saying, and I said it in the preview, it could end up being short and sweet. And this isn't, you know, this isn't something that Houston needs to be ashamed of or anything else if it ends up going down that way. I mean, obviously, they would like it to be a more competitive series, especially than what it was in the second half yesterday, as Golden State just gradually took the basketball game away. But you lose home court advantage and it's series on. And this is how we qualify playoff games on this show. Everybody, you know, you go back and forth and you listen to all the so-called experts and the talking heads and the bloviators that do what we do here for a living. And it's all, well, you know, I'm going to give my opinion on this. Why even you get to this level, you get to the finals, everybody's talented. Everybody has a shot. But once you take home court, especially in conference finals, it's difficult to overcome that. And Houston is in that position right now. What D'Antoni, and this is where I'm not a big fan of his as a basketball coach. I liked what he did this season and bringing in guys like P.J. Tucker and keeping Trevor Ariza and having a defensive presence in Clint Capela, acknowledging the fact that they just couldn't have run-and-gun basketball with no defense and win. And they could win, but not enough to contend for a championship. And they are contending for a championship. And I'm not writing them off. You know, but it is series on. They have to win the second game. And they need to go to Golden State and win one on their court to get the series level again and start playing competitive basketball again. And if it doesn't happen, they're going to be out in five. But what I don't like about D'Antoni as a coach is I'm not sure he communicates the message well enough. He does his system. He plays his system. His players love playing in the system. But he has a tendency when adversity happens to kind of, I don't want to say screw the pooch, but just not, to me, give a message publicly. And again, we're not there behind closed doors in the locker room. But to give a message publicly that inspires in any way, shape, or form. So, I don't know that he's the guy to be in that spot. You know, we'll see. We'll see. You know, but I think they're in big trouble. Honestly, I think they're in big trouble. And it's, you know, there's nothing wrong with being the second best team in the Western Conference other than the fact that you ain't going to go to the NBA Finals and you're not going to win a ring. And I do think, as I said, barring the signing of LeBron in the offseason, that this is going to be a scenario where Houston is always going to be looking up at this team and just not be able to get over the hump. The same way many good teams years ago in the East were always looking up at Michael Jordan and the Chicago Bulls and never able to get over the hump. That's it. You know? So, we'll see. Again, a very well-played game yesterday. You know, neither one of the teams had anything to be embarrassed about. Golden State was just better. And speaking of better, after Boston's blowout the other night of Cleveland, you've got a game two tonight in TD Garden in Boston, Massachusetts, involving a guy named LeBron and a team known as the Boston Celtics. And I put it exactly like that for a reason. And Cleveland falls into the same situation that Golden State was in against Houston, except Houston allowed Golden State to take care of its business, and Golden State won on the road, and Cleveland needs to win on the road before it goes back to Cleveland, where they better be savoring what's going on with LeBron, because chances are pretty good he ain't going to be there after next year. I mean, you never know. I mean, he may look at the direction the team is going in and say to himself, okay, I could do something here. They have two first-round draft picks, including the Nets, which is in the lottery. So they could do something. They could put a very good young team around Cleveland. They made the move. at the trade deadline and bought in the younger bodies and much more up-tempo. But they have big holes on this basketball team, and they're covered up by the great paver of all time, LeBron James. Well, the other night was a blowout, and that was no illusion. Brad Stevens has his guys ready each and every time. I mean, it was a rout. It was 108-83. Cleveland couldn't score. LeBron took 15 shots. Marcus Morris did with help, but he did a hell of a job on LeBron James. Now, and I mean, let's look at what LeBron's been doing throughout the playoffs in the first two rounds. I mean, the guy has been Superman. He's putting up 35, 40-point efforts routinely. And the one night he didn't, Cleveland scored 83 points. They just don't have enough offensive firepower on that team to get it done. You know, Kevin Love is at a point in his career now. He doesn't know if he's coming or going. And I do feel bad for the guy because he's a quality basketball player. But he's also at the point in his career now, considering how this Cleveland Cavalier team is structured, he needs to be the third option, not the second option. They need another scorer in there. And if they had one, we might be having a different conversation about this series, but it doesn't exist on their roster. I mean, when you look, who's that guy? Larry Nance Jr.? No. He's a rim protector. Is it Rodney Hood? In theory, it could be. But he can't get his head out of his chute. You know, this guy who wouldn't get off the bench to go in at garbage time. It's not J.R. Smith. I mean, J.R. Smith is 100 years old now. He's 32. He averaged 8 points during the regular season. I mean, and let's not forget, it's not like J.R. Smith is a 20-point career scorer. The guy averaged 12.5 points his entire career. Can he fill it? Sure, on occasion. Anybody in the NBA can fill it on occasion. But, you know, I mean, it's funny. If you're on the website, I mean, ESPN or any of the other ones, they actually have LeBron listed as the point guard. You know, Jordan Clarkson, nice pickup, 14 points a game. Can they turn it over to him next year? Yeah, they probably can. Move LeBron back to the small forward or power forward if they want to play him there. You know, they'll have an entire year to work these players in the way they want to do it and add pieces. And have solid bench guys, but there literally is nobody on this roster, nobody, other than LeBron James, who can score consistently. Now, Kevin Love, like I said, being the exception at this point. But they don't run stuff for him, and he's playing out of position. He's playing exactly as he did in the beginning of his career. When he was younger and better at it, and he could do it in Minnesota, where he was averaging 20 points, 26 points, 26 points before he went to Cleveland. But he was playing center. He can't do that anymore and shouldn't do that anymore. He's another example of Al Horford. And you know what playing with LeBron does to you? It lowers your career scoring average down below 20 points a game. He was a 20-point scorer. He was averaging about 22 for his career with Minnesota. And now for his career, he's averaging 18 points a game. Good, solid stats. Not elite. Not anymore. He doesn't get enough opportunity. You know, it's not. And he's also starting to get a little brittle. 60 games last year, 59 this year. He had health issues when he was with Minnesota, but you know, now at 29 years of age and being a big man, it's starting to break a little bit. He needs to be playing power forward. And Tristan Thompson, who, you know, let's be honest about it. This is LeBron's buddy. I mean, he's eaten up a lot of cap space for the production. When he's in there, he doesn't really produce. But he's on the team because of LeBron. Chances are pretty good they would have moved him at the trade deadline had they been given the opportunity, but nobody's going to bite on that salary. And who would? So, you know, we'll see. More on this game right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere, please. I'm Black, and, well, you're not.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our packaged boats in addition to any other rebate. Hey, join the G3 life at g3boats.com.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. Their Sleep Number set.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple, we got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever, and soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
Boston Celtics, this improbable run continues with a thrashing of the Cavaliers here in Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. A 25-point blowout.
And it was a blowout. You know, some highlights from Game 1. Thanks, Robert. It when you look at the way the East is structured, and the funny thing is I'm already having people talk about, and I'm listening to stuff, about how, well, it's going to be a no-compete. No-compete finals when Boston gets there, if they do. And if Golden State gets there, Golden State will just roll over Boston. No, not so fast. they're learning how to win under Brad Stevens. You know, it's as simple as that. And what they did against Cleveland in game one, and they took care of their business. And again, it series not on until they go to Cleveland and win a game. And oh, by the way, protect home court tonight. And that's all well and good. So, you know, we'll see. And if they should lose tonight, then Cleveland's right back in it, and LeBron could carry them to the finals yet again. And again, you know, LeBron's 33 going on 34, and he just doesn't seem to be falling off. I mean, everyone knows it will happen. Will it happen next year? Maybe. Next year? Maybe. I don't know. I mean, at this point in time, and you know, you can't get in LeBron's head and figure out what his game plan is. But nobody's going to give him a long contract. I mean, I you know, you can't. The only one that legitimately could is Cleveland. And they could sign him to a max extension and commit to huge amounts of money, which will strangle them going forward. Use the two draft picks this year, hopefully get a couple of studs to put alongside him, along with Kevin Love and some of the role players on the team. And I got news here. They'd be favorites to come out of the East again. But as far as big-time future, if you commit to a long-term contract with LeBron without options, and I mean the out options, he'll take advantage. He'll do the whole, you know, I got my money and now I'm playing out the rest of my career. But he could also fall off the cliff. I mean, it does happen. With basketball players. Big time. Doesn't look like it's happening to him. God knows. But still. I mean, we'll find out. You know, and again, that's the storyline hovering over Cleveland, too. So, you know, every other column, I mean, if you go to the Cleveland Plain Dealer online or anything, you know, it's not just the coverage of the series and the what ifs and all that kind of good stuff. But, you know, they're talking about the future or lack thereof. Where's he going to go? What's going to happen? And LeBron, you know, to his credit, he's a guy that, you know, he's looking out for him, and he's made a boatload of money. And all this stuff. And you know, he's fine. He's never going to not be fine. He's committed to his community. He's, you know, putting kids through school and all this stuff. And, you know, it's great. It's great. But he's controlling his own destiny, much to the frustration of Dan Gilbert. And who knows? I, you know, maybe he ends up finishing his career with Cleveland. But everybody's talking L.A., L.A., L.A. You know, first of all, that puts him in the Western Conference. And if he's going to go to the Western Conference after this season, it's not going to be with the Lakers. Or at least in my mind, it shouldn't be with the Lakers. It should be with Houston. Take less money, take the opt-out deal and all that kind of good stuff. Team up with James Harden, team up with Chris Paul, Clint Capella. Then you have a legitimate big three with a fourth. And go, go, go. And try to do it that way. You know, unless you feel there's some team in the East where you can take it upon yourself to join said basketball team and put them over the top. You know, I mean, where does it fit? You going to Milwaukee? He ain't going to Milwaukee. And I mean, you look at the teams that are close to being right there. Knicks aren't one of them. And even though he loves David Fizdale, I don't think he's coming to New York. Especially with Kristaps on the bench for at least half the season. Won't join, you know, he can't join the Celtics. There's no way they fit him in. Everybody's talking about be part of the process. You know, dollar and cents wise, they can make it work in Philadelphia. If he's going to stay in the East and he's going to move out of Cleveland, that's the team. And he probably would put them over the top. You know. But we get ahead of ourselves. In the second game, pretty obvious what has to be done. You know, we can sit here, well, you know, the individual matchup with the you got to score more points. it's pretty basic. Score more points. You know, we're not exactly splitting the atom here. Now, how Ty Lue handles his starting lineup remains to be seen. It's a tough juggling act that Ty Lue has to do. It just is. He's asking Kevin Love to do things out of his realm. He wants to keep his bench intact, but again, do you play Jordan Clarkson alongside LeBron? I might. Because you need somebody to score. It's not an enviable situation. And, you know, to take it to what Boston did. I mean, these kids are playing out of their minds. And I, in a good way. You know. In a good way. I mean, who would have ever thought that Rozier would have stepped up to the level that he is at right now? The kid's been absolutely lights out. Oh, I mean, you look at him, he's an undersized point guard. You know, 6'2 is undersized. And he's getting the ball every place that they need it to be. They're doing everything they need to do. And the thing that's pretty amazing about it is, again, they're playing torn up. And, you know, they're starting to get healthier as the playoffs are going along. But no Kyrie, no problem. No Hayward, no problem. That's all year. And that points directly at Brad Stevens, which, by the way, leads me to something that was absolutely astounding to me, is that within the Coach of the Year awards, he didn't get a single vote. And I believe it was the one that was voted on by the fellow coaches. What are they, jealous? Dwayne Casey got it. Dwayne Casey got fired. You know, but you look at how game one broke down, and that was a blowout. I mean, Marcus Morris completely outplayed LeBron. Defensively, offensively, the whole nine yards. Look, we'll give LeBron a pass. It happens. But Horford was great. Jason Tatum was a plus 27 when he was on the court. Rozier only had 8 points, but he also had 8 assists. And he played defense, and he made sure the ball was where it needed to be. And then Jaylen Brown was back in the starting lineup. And that's the whole thing. There's really no set starting lineup for Boston. There's a couple guys that are going to be in there no matter what. But he juggled it. And juggled it brilliantly. Marcus Smart played 25 minutes, made of three. His usual 4-for-12 shooting. Had 9 points, but he had 6 assists. A steal. 3 rebounds. And amazingly suffocating defense. It's what he does. But look at who's being relied upon for the Boston Celtics. Look at who's being relied upon on that team. Jaylen Brown, second year. Yeah, no problem. I'm plus 24, plus 14, I should say. You know, Rozier, second year, plus 14. I mean, these guys are just, and then Tatum, who, you know, the guy's going to be a star. I watched him in the summer. Yeah, I mean, aside from watching him with you know, when he was in college, but you know, you watched him in the summer, and you could just see, it's summer league basketball. You know, you can't, yeah, sometimes you can. Sometimes you see guys where you just go, wow, they're that much better. And you're going up against vets trying to get back in the league, and you're going up against, you know, star rookies and all this situation. He was better than everybody, Tatum. Better than everybody. Al, they made the trade for Morris. You know, you talk about Danny Ainge pushing the right buttons. You know, and I've been seeing this stuff about, well, you know, if they don't get over the hump, he will have not done a good job. You know, great. You know, you want to look at it that way. That's your prerogative. But, you know, to me, he's put together a team with the right coach that's going to be around for a long time. A long time. And being competitive for a long time. You know, Tatum for this season, 14 points and 5 boards. You know, he's more of a scorer than a passer, and I get that. But again, he's a rookie, for crying out loud. And you look at him in the last 5 games, and that's the 4 against Philadelphia and the 1 game against Cleveland. He's averaging 21.2 points a game. These are rookies, and they're playing on an elite level. Crying out loud, you add Kyrie and Gordon Hayward back into the mix next year? Come on. And they'll move pieces. We're moving to a commercial. We'll be back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making 3 or 4 or 5.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack, Black. You. So, we got us a basketball game tonight, and I am expecting Boston to win, but with LeBron, you never know. But you just look at the kiddie core of what's going on with Boston, and regardless of how this series turns out, and I think they are going to the finals, but regardless of how it turns out, if they should end up beating Cleveland, don't underestimate what they can do against Golden State, or Houston if Houston comes out, but Golden State more than likely, because it's a young athletic team that can get up and down the court with them. At this point, Golden State does it better, but there's a lot of talent out there. And the Celtics have their own Draymond Green and Marcus Smart, who will D up on anybody. And they'll move him all over the court. See, this is where Brad Stevens gets it. And people who don't understand basketball to a certain point don't get it. When you have a tool like Marcus Smart, who is this generation's Tony Allen, ironically enough, both out of Oklahoma State. But when you have that level of a defensive basketball player on your team, a guy who will commit to defense each and every time up and down the court, will not complain about who he's guarding, will guard anybody on the court. Anybody. That is a weapon that is rare in the league and that only the best coaches know how to exploit. And Brad Stevens is one of the best coaches. Well, that's it for this hour. Hope you enjoyed it. NBA, NBA, NBA. And in the next hour, we're going to be talking NFL, NFL, and a huge story coming out of the Supreme Court of the United States. And we'll have some fun with that as well. Don't go anywhere.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
First Lady Melania Trump now recovering after undergoing a kidney procedure yesterday. The White House calling it a benign kidney condition and saying there were no complications.
And Melania is already on the mend.
Vice President Mike Pence discussing it during a speaking engagement last night. Dr. John LaPook is chief medical correspondent for CBS. He said on CBS This Morning,
the expectation after a procedure like this generally is for people to do very well.
Funerals are being held today for the nearly 60 Palestinian protesters who died in confrontations with Israeli security forces on the Gaza border yesterday. The violence coming as the U.S. was officially opening its embassy in Jerusalem.
You know, Hamas is responsible. Their rather cynical exploitation of the situation is what's leading to these deaths.
That's White House spokesman. This is USA Radio News.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Wayne Allen Root for Bullet Blocker. I love these guys. Sometimes you find a product and you go, wow, why didn't I think of that? Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a successful Made in the USA company that offers bullet-resistant products for your most precious asset, your children. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, briefcase, and more. Bullet Blocker gives your kids the gift of life. Stylish clothing that protects like police body armor. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10%. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Geologists are warning about the dangerous gases and other emissions now being produced by the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island and the possibility that a major eruption could happen very soon.
The concern is there are rock falls that happen in this conduit, and if the rocks fall in and create a plug, then the system can become pressurized and we could have a steam-driven explosion.
Geologist Janet Babb of the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, at least 2,000 people have so far been evacuated from areas surrounding that volcano. Well, the fans may never know if quarterback for the Giants Eli Manning did sign off on selling bogus game-worn helmets as a settlement's been reached in a court case about it, but the terms have not been disclosed. Three sports collectors who had sued the Giants QB for memorabilia fraud had claimed that they'd paid thousands of dollars for helmets that Manning wore in games, but that the helmets they got were never actually used in games. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you could start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Uber is no longer going to force passengers who say they've been sexually assaulted by drivers into arbitration. The ride-hailing company announcing it's changing its terms of service to help battle the culture of silence surrounding sexual violence. Voters in four states will be casting primary election ballots today. The contests are in Pennsylvania, Oregon, Idaho, and Nebraska. They'll decide candidates for November's general elections.
This is a great victory, and it has been a long time coming.
That's Missouri's Republican Governor Eric Greitens after prosecutors announced they're dropping a criminal invasion of privacy charge against him. Greitens had been accused of taking a partially nude photograph of his hairdresser without her knowledge or permission.
This experience has been humbling, and I have emerged from it a changed man.
He still faces a charge of computer tampering for taking a donor list without permission, and on Friday, Missouri's legislature will have a special session to consider impeaching him. The actress best known for playing across from Superman has died at the age of 69.
Easy, miss. I've got you.
You've got me! Who's got you?
Margot Kidder, best known for playing Lois Lane in the original Superman movie, but she also did Broadway and had guest roles on TV shows like Smallville and Brothers and Sisters. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you are age 85 or younger,
Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Yeah, it's me. Welcome back to The Attack, Black U. Still waiting for that new opening, but we'll get there eventually. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of The Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they take us along for the ride each and every day. We got a bunch of affiliates all around the country. We give them a lot of love. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's about radio on the go, go, go. Everybody's working now. Everybody's out here. Construction crews are out here. And everybody's going by on the bikes. And school buses are flying past. And all those kind of circumstances, it's all good. We only get you for a brief period of time, 15 minutes, half hour, hour, whatever the circumstances are. We want you listening to us. Listening to us. Here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. How you do that? Your device. iPhone, iPoppy, iTablet, Android tablet, clunky PC sitting at the big desk like I am, phone, watch, watches, you know, come on. So, if you're listening, use your device, go to iHeart, tune in, Stitcher. Click on the Listen Live, /talk. We're there. We are there. So, you know, this is it's easy enough to do, and you personalize your radio. That's all. So, go about it the right way. Now, most important for us, American Forces Radio Network, we talk about it all the time, these guys and girls. They're out there each and every day. We do Army-Navy each and every year. Hefe started a relationship, continuing it forward. His trips to Iran. I mean, to Iran, I'm all right. To Iraq. And all the heavy lifting he did over there, making those kids feel a part of it. All the sports celebrities that went with him. You know, that's no joke. That's being in harm's way. No, yeah, they protected them, but that's the whole point, isn't it? They protect us each and every day. So thank them. If you see someone standing in a line, walking through the airport, whatever the circumstances are, right? Let's go to a commercial. When we come back, we'll set the table for hour two here in The Attack. Don't go anywhere.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15
$1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
I'm Ryan Burke. I'm the head cider maker at Angry Orchard, and we're in Brittany, France. I wanted to make Angry Orchard Rosé cider out of my love for rosé wine. We came here and found these red-fleshed apples. It's a really rare fruit. The apple brings a right, refreshing, natural taste to the cider and a deep, nice pink rosé hue. Our rosé is a little bit less sweet. It's got a really nice balance for any occasion. It's a really refreshing drink.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, welcome to New York. Drink responsibly.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the attack. Let's set the table up for this hour. A major decision by the Supreme Court of the United States, other things going on in the world of the NFL, as well as, we'll see. And by the way, one last thing for the NBA is that the draft lottery is going to happen tonight. So you're going to see who's going to be picking where in a lottery. And Little Penny is going to make an appearance. And Pat Williams will be there as well. Pat Williams is the good luck charm for the Orlando Magic. And and Pat's just absolutely the best. Yeah. They said we got the best minds on this one. They came up with him and Little Penny. Yeah. Takes it back to 93. Little Penny with Nike. Anthony Hardaway. Williams sits in the room where the ping pong balls are drawn, and Magic on stage will be Jeff Weltman. And we'll see. They've got an 8.8% chance of receiving the number one overall pick, but they've defied the odds before. So we shall see. Back to the Supreme Court. And again, they have ruled on a case brought by the state of New Jersey, which went all the way up to the Supreme Court, that the current laws involving legalized sports betting are unconstitutional. This is a large thing for those of you who follow the world of sports and who like to gamble. It's The NFL has been a major roadblock with this. Now, the NBA and MLB have both pretty enthusiastically come out and said, look, it needs to happen. It's going to happen. We want our chunk of cash coming out of this. The NFL has kept it in neutral because the NFL has always been the sport that, number one, gets the great majority of sports betting, and number two, has had the biggest worry about when you have 22 players on a field, it just takes one to do some hooky-doo and change the outcome of a game. You know? And the Amateur Sports Protection Act of 1992 has been in place since then. And Jersey, among others, took it to court. And the Supreme Court said unconstitutional. And I believe it was unanimous. But with that being said, in the court's decision, they said they dumped it back on Congress. Good luck with that. And said that given the history, we intend to call on Congress again, this time to enact a core regulatory framework for legalized sports betting. So this isn't going to drop into NFL stadiums immediately. But Orrin Hatch, who's already been working on it for a long period of time, is going to introduce a bill over the next couple of weeks, along with Frank Pallone out of New Jersey. And they're going to put together legislation to try to put a framework together so that by on a state-by-state basis, it'll start in New Jersey. It's already in Las Vegas, obviously. Sportsbook will become legal because, you know, for those of you who don't live up in this part of the country, you may or may not be aware that in Atlantic City specifically, and there are Native American casinos all around the country, obviously, but specifically in Atlantic City, the casinos struggle, particularly since the advent of Native American casinos. And people do not go to Atlantic City as much as they used to. One of the arguments that New Jersey has presented is that they need legalized sports betting in order to make their casinos profitable. Well, that may or may not come to fruition. However, with the movement of the NHL into Las Vegas, with the movement of the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas, the cracks in the foundation with legalized sports betting were becoming more and more apparent. And the anticipation, if you talk to any lawyer who's schooled in the subject, the anticipation of going into the Supreme Court and arguing this case, 99.9% felt that the Supreme Court was going to rule in favor or strike down the law as being unconstitutional and then dumping it on Congress to create a framework so that it's universal. That this way they're not, and the exception will still be Vegas. They still do what they want to do, how they want to do it. But for the rest of the country, and there's about 12 states as of right now, but that's going to increase, that want to have legalized sports betting. And once it becomes operable, sports betting on all games will be allowed, and it will be all professional sports. It will be amateur sports as well, which is another issue for the NCAA. But they've got to get it right. Now, there's a lot of minutia. There's a lot of issues. You know, you've got, obviously, you've got to protect the sports. But it's done. It is done. And it's, you know, as we're fond of saying around here, the poop ain't going back in the horse. It was a 7-2 decision. I finally found that number. And this isn't going to happen overnight. They've got to get a framework in there that supposedly protects the leagues. But we're going to see. Now, the NBA has already said that it's going to look for a 1% cut of all basketball-related bets. Well, that's hundreds of millions of dollars. Not tens of millions, hundreds of millions. And the same with football. Now, they're not being greedy, but they want their cut. And what it's going to mean is a lot of different things for professional sports. Now, first of all, these leagues are going to basically be entering into partnership with the casinos. They want their money. But there's a lot of stuff going on in that with today's day and age and the technology, which we always talk about, there's going to be apps where you can literally place bets on the fly. There's going to be prop bets all over the place. There's probably going to be kiosks in the stadiums where you can place bets. Now, I heard, and you know, again, everybody's speculating on this, and I don't know how it's going to play out. I think it's more going to be along the lines of, you know, how they set the structure. But I heard a lot of conversation yesterday about how it's going to get people into the stadiums, that betting will increase stadium capacity, stadium attendance when it comes to baseball. And you know, a lot of NBA games operate at about 90% capacity. Maybe they'll up it at that point in time. I'm not so sure that that's going to be the case. And I'll tell you why after the break. So let's leave it right there. When we come back, more of this conversation here in the Attack. I'm Black. Don't go anywhere.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063.
800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Interesting choice. I like me some Blondie. She still looks pretty good. I saw her in concert maybe a year ago. Still hanging in there. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. Talking about the Supreme Court decision, what it's going to mean. And I heard a lot of people talking yesterday. And again, everybody's just speculating at this point in time. But as to whether or not it's going to help increase attendance at the stadiums. And putting the kiosks, and I'm going to call them kiosks for the lack of a better phrase at this point in time, it'll be a convenient thing in the stadium if you don't want to download the apps on your phone. But here's why I don't think it's going to increase attendance in particular, is just that because of the apps, because of the ability to just do everything on your phone that you want to do, that it's not going to mean getting more people to the stadium. You can do it from your couch. You want to place a prop bet? Do it. You know. But again, it's going to be, and this I think is where the league's going to have to really work in concert with Congress. And you know, I don't know how long it's going to take. It probably, I don't think they'll get anything done in this upcoming NFL season. They might, but I don't think so. They'll introduce the legislation, and that's all well and good. But it's really going to have to be tweaked where everybody is protected. And the integrities of the game are going to have to be protected. There's no getting around it. So everybody needs to put the brakes on a little bit. And then it dumps a whole bunch of problems into the laps of the leagues and the NCAA as well, in that cybersecurity is going to matter because they have to make sure that these betting websites cannot be hacked. And that things can be altered where, outcomes of games or the betting on the outcomes of games can be affected. And therefore the casinos can be affected, because, I mean, one bad hack could literally bankrupt a casino. So, I mean, there's a ton of stuff. A ton of stuff. Now, what it is going to open the door for is casinos doing advertising. It's going to hurt FanDuel and all the various other sites where you can basically fantasy bet, but bet real money, because it's, why go to that site when you can, unless they get out in front of the curve and they come to some kind of an agreement with the casinos. And then, again, you have to kind of look at the bigger picture, because this is going to go across all spectrums. And like I said, like they don't have enough issues in the NCAA. You know, this now opens up a whole different aspect. You know, and you got everybody talking about it and throwing opinions out there, and come on, stop, please. But the NCAA is in this hot and heavy too, and they'll the computers do a good job. They're gonna kick out if there's unusual betting in a particular thing. They focus in on some small school or something along those lines. But, When you think about it, Nevada's been the only state for over 20 years that offered up a full menu of sports betting options. Now, back in 2017, $4.8 billion was wagered at Nevada sportsbooks. And that's in-state. You know, you can't do it from out-of-state. There's laws against it. Well, there was a law against it. So, you know, when you figure all the illegal betting with the bookmakers, and this hurts organized crime big time. Organized crime gets even more desperate. You know, but you look at the list of states that wants to do something with this, and you're talking New Jersey and Connecticut, New York, West Virginia, Indiana, Kansas, Missouri. I mean, this is spread across the Northeast, the Midwest. You know, the West has always been able to go to Nevada, but that'll change too. Now, you know, again, and we'll see how they put this framework there and how they roll it out, because when it comes to being involved on the day-to-day basis, people want convenience, okay? Now, everybody talks about the fact that, you know, you can gamble in the UK, Australia, France. That's all well and good. But for the most part, and I'm not an expert in this, but you always had to go into a building to place the bets. Now, people are going to want the convenience of doing it on their phone or on their computer. And there's going to be people that are going to try to make a lifestyle out of this. You know, this is going to be my job. I bet sports, but now I can do it legally. I think initially, and maybe this is where the leagues do benefit, as far as getting people into the building to start out with, is that if they approve the kiosks in the stadiums, and that's the first step of it, or the second step of it, let's say, for the sake of discussion, it will be, you're going to have to go to a brick and mortar building. You're going to have to go to an Indian casino. You have to go to Atlantic City. You're going to have to go to, you know, one of the racinos here in New York. You're going to have to go into Nevada still. California has poker rooms all over the place and casinos all over the place. They'll be able to open up sports books in their casinos, but that will be probably the first step. You're going to have to walk into a gambling establishment in order to place a bet. The second step will probably be the kiosks in the stadiums, because, you know, let's be honest about it. The leagues are signing on board with this with the idea of they're going to get a piece of the pie. Well, they want a piece of the pie. They're going to put the kiosks in the stadiums. And people will be able to bet and do their prop bets and everything else in game. You know, and this is where, if you're at the Giant game at 1 o'clock and you want to bet on something that's being played at 4, you'll be able to do it from the stadium if you feel like going in that direction. And, you know, that's all well and good. But again, it integrity of the game. Is it really about the sport, or is it about making money off the sport? Well, you know, we know what the answer to that is. But here's the other aspect of it. Now, as they roll it out in increments, the money's going to be there. It's going to increase the value of the franchises. And we'll talk about that in a minute. Players are going to get a bigger piece of the pie. And you talk about in the next collective bargaining agreement, those lawyers for the NBA, NFL, NBA, MLB, NHL, they got to be on their P's and Q's. And when they put the language together as contract status comes up for the next collective bargaining agreements, there better be some flexibility in it to make sure that their players will benefit as it's being rolled out. Because like I said, it's not going to happen in one fell swoop where it's just, boom, legalized gambling is here. Certain parts of it will happen pretty quickly. Certain parts of it are going to take a lot of time. If your CBA comes up in that period of time, your lawyers better be damn good. And make sure that the CBA is flexible enough where they can adjust on the fly to whatever the leagues, Congress, the laws decide are going to be legalized betting, so that your players can still benefit from it. Now, one of the research firms that, you know, again, everybody knew this case was coming up with the Supreme Court, said that up to 32 states would likely offer sports betting within 5 years. And the American Gaming Association estimates, and I think it's conservative, that Americans illegally wager $150 billion on sports every year. That ain't no small chunk of change. It's going to hurt organized crime big time. Big time. And the only way, honestly, that they could screw this up is by having government screw this up. And, you know, as government does with pretty much everything it touches, it messes it up. Now, you know, we'll find out. But I think it's going to be rolled out as opposed to just thrust upon us. We'll see. On the other side, I want to wrap up this discussion and then take it more down the road in the National Football League. Chuck Knox passing away. And other things within the National Football League, as well as Eli's lawsuit, gets settled. Let's tap out right here. We'll be back right after this brief, brief timeout.
Hey guys and gals, Scott Turnage here, the old G3 Sportsman. You know we're awfully proud to have G3 Boats, the official boat sponsor for the Outdoor Guys Radio Show. From time to time, Ken will be talking with our G3 Sportsman field staff for the best fishing tips and where they're biting across the country. And just a heads up, G3 is still offering a $1,000 military appreciation discount off all our package boats in addition to any other rebates. Hey, join the G3 Life at g3boats.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. Their Sleep Number set.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple, we got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever, and soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
You're back with the attack. I'm Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number. The attack. I'm Bob Black, 71. If Twitter is more your thing, and for many of you it is, we're talking about legalized sports gambling in the United States. This is a monumentous decision made by the Supreme Court, and it's going to affect professional and amateur sports till the end of time. You know, you can't underestimate what's going on. And you know, when you look at the future of professional and amateur sports, and we're going to dive into the NCAA aspect of it here for a few minutes, this changes everything. They will be paying athletes. It's going to happen. Now, I didn't see anything about this with the committee that Condoleezza Rice chaired. You know, again, they didn't come up with any real solutions. The NCAA never does. But it was good that they got it out there on how to deal with going forward with athletes and everything else. But this changes everything. I mean, we've talked about the scandals before. We've talked about how athletes are vulnerable when they're young and they don't have any money to perhaps being manipulated by professional gamblers and some of the bad guys in the world. Well, they're still going to be. Because now that anybody can walk into a sports book and place a bet, once they're able to bet on college basketball games and college football games, the bad guys are going to be around. And they're going to try to prey on the weaker athletes who come from bad backgrounds or poor backgrounds or whatever the circumstances are, and try to get them to fix games. And the colleges are going to have to be diligent. The NCAA is going to have to be on top of their game instead of five steps behind like they usually are, and make sure that these kids can't get gotten to. And the way that's going to happen is they're going to get paid. That's it. They're going to get paid. This is not going to happen now. Now that legalized gambling is going to go into effect in sports books all around the country, college athletes are going to get paid. Mark my words. And it's going to happen sooner rather than later. And the NCAA, which is going to end up putting itself out of business unless they get on the stick, had better start figuring out that formula on how these kids are going to get paid, whether they're not violating Title IX and all the other things that go around with it. The scholarship to the college is not going to be enough. You know, one thing, and I've been thinking about this, and I don't know if it's feasible, but maybe they just need to eliminate athletic scholarships altogether. Put the money back in the pot and pay the athletes. And they pay their own tuition. You don't pay your own tuition, you're not eligible. Tuition's late, the check doesn't get there, you can't play. But it's up to you. You got to write the check. And maybe that's how they do it. I don't know. It was just a thought I had. But this is a Pandora's box in the positive and the negative. Positive is it's going to generate so much more revenue. I mean, these leagues are going to be flush with cash. It's going to be great for the players. It's going to be great for the universities because the universities, and again, they're going to have to figure out a way to go after, and it's probably going to end up in a courtroom, to get their percentage from the casinos, their 1%, whatever the number ends up being. So this is going to be a long and winding road. I mean, a real long and winding road. until they're finally in some level of, okay, this will work. And it's not all going to work to start out with. It's not. There's going to be glitches and there's going to be screw-ups and everything else. So, you know. Now, to take it back into the courtroom, Eli Manning and the Giants were being sued for providing bogus game-worn jerseys and equipment. Three sports collectors went after them. And it was Manning, the Giants, two equipment managers, and Steiner Sports. They're not giving a ton of details. But they're getting paid off. The three litigants, Eiselberg, Jacob, and Godown. Talked about their alleged losses, which were less than 20,000 combined. They sought 60,000. But basically what they were doing was looking to set a precedent and say, hey, you know, it needs to be the real deal. And they went after punitive damages as well. I mean, I don't know what it gets turned out to. There were 14 lawyers involved in this, so I'm figuring somewhere around $1 million, so everybody gets a little piece of the pie. Jury selection was supposed to start this week, but one of the attorneys had a death in the family, gave him more time to work it out, and that's it. Boom, done. Doesn't look good for Eli. You know, I'm sure he's not going to be writing a check, but just image-wise, it doesn't look good. Goes back to the 2007 Super Bowl season, and the plaintiffs used photographic experts using a technique called photo matching, where they could find out whether or not the helmets were ever used in a game, scuff marks, you know, the whole nine yards. And they said it was a pattern of fraud, which in the memorabilia business, let's be honest about it, that's pretty commonplace. And then countersuit from Manning's attorneys that it was a scheme. It's memorabilia, which is why you'll never see me. I mean, I'm happy to get my Army-Navy swag, and I wear the shirts that they give me, and, you know, I use the duffel bag and all that kind of good stuff. But you'll never see me go into a store. You'll never see me go into a Modell's and buy a jersey. I just won't do it. Never have. Didn't want to when I was a kid. Literally goes all the way back to when I was in college. And I know they weren't the first to do it, but Coca-Cola came out with hats and shirts. Right? They had a nice red Coke hat with a, you know, white label, and a white hat with a red label, and a shirt with a Coca-Cola logo on it. And I remember a friend of mine from school, my buddy Craigo, popped one out and wore it. He goes, look at this, man. Isn't this cool? And it was. It was a nice-looking hat, nice-looking shirt. I said, I'll never wear one. He said, why? I said, they ain't paying me to advertise their product. And he just kind of looked at me. I said, you're advertising their product. You getting any money out of this? No. You had to pay for it. I said, well, you know, not me. Not me. Won't do it. Never have. I'm trying to remember, and I mean, I'm sure there's exceptions. I'm trying to remember if I've ever worn anything with a team logo on it or with an athlete's logo on it. I know I never have with an athlete. I may have worn a Giant hat or a Nick hat or something at one point in time, but I don't think so. I've never purchased a jersey with somebody's name on it. Never will. I had somebody give me a Ranger jersey one time for my birthday. That's the one. But I didn't buy it. They did. I think I rarely wore it, you know, maybe a couple times before it hit the rag pile. Nothing personal. But I'm not anybody's billboard. And I just refuse to do it. It's a dirty, nasty business. Now, the Panthers are going to be sold. And David Tepper is going to be the guy that owns them. And now, he's a minority owner with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he brings a lot of money to the table. He's a hedge fund guy and philanthropist, president of Appaloosa Management, based out of Miami, Florida. He's worth $11 billion. Now, I don't know if he's bringing in partners or not. The deal is for around $2.2 billion cash. So they're going for it, and he's going to be running the Carolina Panthers. Again, my personal belief is that the value of the franchise is now is going to go up, at least for a while, because of the legalized gambling, and that's how this ties in, until the sport continues to take its hits involving concussions and CTE and domestic violence and national anthem protests and everything else, which is going to affect the value as there's less participation in the sport. But of all the bad news that the NFL has gotten over the last couple of years involving all of these things, this is probably, the gambling is probably the best news that they've had in a long, long time. It's going to increase the pot. So, once this deal is finalized, David Tepper will step in, take over from Jerry Richardson. He inherits a very good team. And a good market, mid-sized market, but a good market. They're very supportive of the team. He'll have a greater influx of cash before the game because of the gambling when they get their 1%. And, you know, away we go. Like I said, I think you're going to see a number of sales over the next couple of years for a number of reasons. I mean, these guys are businessmen first. I mean, I love their football, but they're businessmen first. And if the value of the franchise increases because of gambling, they're going to try to get it done. So, and they'll opt out and cash out and be on their way. It's the American way. So that'll be cool. And again, with everything that's gone on down there in Carolina and Jerry getting up in age, number one, and then number two, with all the harassment charges, he needed to get out. The league wanted him out. These things take time. I mean, he put the franchise up for sale about 6 months ago. It's not like you just instantly turn a franchise over to somebody. They have to make sure that everybody's stable. And oh, by the way, I'm sure the NFL did their background checks on Tepper, making sure that there was no harassment involved in his situation. So, all that being said and done, they got to make sure he has a clean slate going in the door, too, because the last thing they need is a Matt Patricia thing coming up as soon as he takes ownership and gets the keys to the car. So, I guarantee that they did their due diligence. If they didn't and something pops up, then shame on them, because they're as big as idiots as I talk about them being each and every day here in the attack. Let's head for the exit ramp. And when we come back, Chuck Knox, briefly. He deserves more time than I'm going to be able to give him, but we'll give it to him.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Welcome back to the Attack. Ground Chuck passed away, Chuck Knox. An innovator and a guy who should be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I always hate when this stuff happens after the fact, but here's a guy with a 186-147 career coaching record, 7-11 in the postseason. You know, he was a lifer. Passed away at 86. Philanthropic, generous. He got named head coach of the Rams after Tommy Prothrow got dismissed. Guy who made the jump from college to the pros back in 1973. You know, Knox's philosophy was very simple, and he was from the Woody Hayes school. Bad things happen when you throw the ball. And so he was handing off the football the great majority of the time. His record with the Rams, 12-2, 10-4. 12-2, 10-3, 10-4. Playoffs every single year. Lost in the NFC Championship three times. Went to Buffalo, started out 5-11, 7-9, because they were really bad. Found Joe Ferguson, 11-5, 10-6. Then 4-2 in the strike year. 4-5 in the strike year. He and Ralph Wilson got into it. Out the door he went. Goes to Seattle. Made the playoffs 4 out of 6 years. Never below 500. And then went back to L.A., where it just didn't work out. I mean, they were talentless at that point in time. But he was a brilliant coach. Brilliant coach. You know, old school, had his way, had his system, did what he did. He was good to go. I miss old Ground Chuck. He was very underrated football coach. Put him in the Hall of Fame. He deserves it. That's it for this edition. Hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for Robert to making sure all the buttons were pressed and all the stuff came on. It's not always the easiest task here at the Sports Violin Broadcast Network. So hope you enjoyed it. Stay tuned for all the terrific programming here on the network. We'll talk to you again real soon. Bye-bye.